This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Pete is off today. Blake in with you. But we've been chatting, Lisa, about Perth Mall, the fact that it may have moved. It may have stayed in the same spot. But also a big development today to do with the city of Subiaco. The latest on it, which handed to the Minister of Education and Training, Sue Ellery. G'day, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking some time for a quick chat and to confirm pretty much what's going to happen with Kitchener Oval and the site that is at the moment, Domain Stadium.
Yeah, so it's a pretty exciting announcement today. We've announced that we're going to build a new inner city secondary school at Kitchener Park, so that's alongside the current stadium. Construction will start middle of next year. The school will open in 2020. It'll be a full secondary school. It'll start in 2020 with just year sevens.
Mm-hmm.
And in respect to Perth Mod will stay as is where it is.
Yeah, not moving or going to that. Because it's
that's good.
Been around for a very long time, that school, hasn't it? I think that was one of the major objections of people in the community, the fact that it's such a historic school, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, we know that for many of the parents currently at Perth Mod, the uncertainty was causing anxiety. Now, I regret that, but I think the sign of a good government is you've got to listen and then act, and that's what we've tried to do.
And another good angle on this is the thousands of jobs for Western Australia this will create.
Oh, absolutely. So there'll be a construction build, and then, of course, schools employ hundreds of folks. So a secondary school will have, you know, a good number of people as well. But the announcement today is more than just the school on that site. It really is about working with the local council to assist them develop their master plan to really redevelop that area. I was pleased to see that the Mayor of Subiaco has come out today saying that they welcome the announcement and look forward to working with us as well. My colleague, the Minister for Planning, has made it clear we're not looking in this new site to kind of build a new high street for Subiaco, but to really support those businesses in Subiaco, and you guys would know exactly what those businesses are, but to support those businesses in Subiaco that are going to be affected when football leaves from the stadium and moves to the new stadium.
What I love, Minister, about this is the fact that there will be a new school there and the fact that these kids, the kids at the school, get to essentially play footy on the old Domain Stadium, the old Subi Oval, right? Because you're going to use some of that. That's incredible.
It is.
It's going to be fantastic when you think about the people, the great footballers who, you know, going back many, many, many decades.
It has
great
been many.
Footballers that have played on that site.
It's and been many an incident on that site.
Indeed. Some good, some not
yes,
so good.
Yes, some good. And, sorry, Sue, go on.
And, you know, what's really, I think, is going to be great for the kids of the future is that they're going to be on that historic site, but alongside it in a brand new, really state-of-the-art designed secondary school. And I think that's part of the excitement of the announcement today.
And am I right in saying it won't just be the kids at the school who get to sort of tread that former hallowed ground? There will be some shared community space there around the Oval?
Yeah, so we'll set it up so that the Oval is shared community space. So if you think about lots of the schools in our suburbs now are alongside local government parks and ovals and the community shares those.
Anyone this with a dog knows that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This will be no different to that and it will provide you know, really great community space for the locals who live there now, but also, you know, I think the increasing numbers of people that will move into the redeveloped site.
Right. Awesome. Well, there we go. Thank you so much, Minister of Education and Training, Sue Ellery, and thanks for taking some time this afternoon to have a chat to us.
My pleasure. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Afternoon.
You too. See ya.
Cheers. So Perth Mod is staying there and a brand new school down the road from us, and you can keep the footy on old Subi Oval. How very, very cool is that? I'm so excited about this. Happening tonight at the Astor Theatre, you have varied careers and then you have varied careers. And this man has had
then
a varied career.
Then you have Alan Cumming.
Then you have Alan Cumming, that's right. Performing from Shakespeare to Beside the Spice Girls in TV and film, in theatre and in music. Alan Cumming joining us on the line. G'day, Alan.
Alan Cumming, hello.
Hello. How are you?
G'day, mate. Welcome. Thank you for your time this evening. Mate, you're playing tonight at the Astor Theatre, a very historic, lovely place in Mount Lawley. Let's go back a little bit for you, though. Performing, has this always been in your blood? Have you always been a performer since the very early days?
Yes, I suppose. It was kind of the first thing I was any good at, so I just stuck with it, really. That's basically it.
Performing or showing off?
Well, probably showing off initially, then it went into performing, I think, yeah. No, I don't, and it's not sort of, there's nobody else in my family who has any kind of connection to it, but I did, you know, when I was at high school, I did a play.
Yeah.
And I sort of was quite good at it. And then I just kind of went to, immediately after school, I went to drama school, and then I started working. There we are. Here I am.
What genre of sort of the entertainment area do you like best? I mean, you're pretty much, you can do Shakespearean, you can do Spy Kids, you can do all sorts of movies, and now singing sappy songs.
Well, I don't, I mean, the very fact that I do so much, I think, shows that I don't really have a favourite thing. I just, I like the range of stuff that I do and the eclecticism, and I mean, I do feel that the connection I get with an audience doing my sort of cabaret show that I'm doing tonight, it's really an incredible thing. It's much, much more an intense connection and more satisfying sort of experience for me than any play I've ever done. Not that I don't, you know, I like doing plays, but it really is. If you become an artist of any kind to kind of connect with people, then this is the most incredible way to do it.
I think
you mentioned cabaret just a moment ago. I'm keen because this show you're doing tonight, Sappy Songs, launched in New York. What can you give me a snapshot of the New York kind of cabaret scene? Is it everything I'd ever wanted it to be? Is it just larger than life?
Well, it's very it's a very wide spectrum. I mean, there's kind of, you know, people like me who are sort of kind of well known people who do shows about themselves and sing songs, and then there's more kind of crazy things downtown. I mean, actually, it was we just came from Adelaide, and the Adelaide Cabaret Festival was on there, and there's a few friends of mine from New York were there, like Murray Hill, who's a drag king, and Bridget Everett, who does this show called Pound It, and it's you know, it's got they're kind of lewd, shall we say,
yeah,
me. Although I've got, you know, I don't shy away from a dirty joke, but
no.
there's a real range. I mean, that's the thing about, that's why I love living in New York, actually, is that it's sort of so eclectic, and you know, there's just I always say when I leave my house in New York, I always feel like an adventure begins because there's so much sort of on offer.
Yeah. Well, I love that it's bawdy. It's sort of burlesque. I love this return of vaudeville-style shows in cabaret. Some of your reviews are amazing. An exquisite silence. There's an exquisite silence when an audience is so captivated that the only release is a standing ovation or tears. And you got both. And Cummings holds court like a naughty puck, which is a Shakespearean reference, people, not a hockey one. What do you... We had a little taste of Keane before. You're doing Keane. What are some of the examples of sappy songs?
Well, there's a whole range. I start with Annie Lennox, Song Why. Yeah. I do a couple of Billy Joel songs. There's a Brecht one. There's a Glasgow song called Mother Glasgow. I do a Miley Cyrus song.
Oh.
There's a French one. Noah Coward, Stephen Sondheim,
oh,
you know,
yes.
Adele. Again, it's all over the map. It's all over the place.
Nice.
But they're all songs that I really love and I really connect to in a sort of emotional way.
All
very
right.
Nice. Alan Cumming, the show is tonight. Alan Cumming sings Sappy Songs at the Astor Theatre. So we'll leave you to it, mate. I'm sure you're in the middle of vocal warm-ups, lip bubbles at the plenty, ready to get onto stage and smash it.
Alan Cumming, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
What's been on the box, Justin?
I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that Breaking Bad would have to be one of the best TV shows ever made.
Ever.
And, you know, the idea of a story where a man slides into villainy, it was compelling. It was deceptively funny. It had lots of twists and turns. You had no idea where the story might go. And it has a great ending as well. So the prequel was going to focus on the character of Saul Goodman, the shady lawyer from Breaking Bad,
yes,
and show who he was initially. And I thought, well, that's interesting. That's a interesting place to take.
And
this.
We all loved Saul. You know.
Oh, yeah, like Bob Odenkirk as Saul. Mm. Like, just one of the great supporting characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was one of those characters that started off as, here's a shady lawyer, and then Bob Odenkirk brought so much to
yes.
it that they fleshed him out. And with that in mind, I think Better Call Saul is probably as compelling as Breaking Bad, but with a big difference.
Whoa.
With a big difference. What Better Call Saul does really good, the supporting cast is amazing. So Saul, or as he's known by his real name in this, Jimmy McGill, that's the character of Saul Goodman before he becomes that person. Jimmy has a brother called Chuck, who's played by Michael McKean, who was one of the geniuses behind Spinal Tap and all of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's the older brother who's the lawyer who wants to stop his younger brother from becoming a lawyer because he knows he's a bit shady and he knows that he takes the easy way out. There's also the brilliant Rae Sehorn, who I'd never heard of before, but she plays Saul's co-worker and love interest, Kim. She's such a great character. She's probably the one good person in the show who is uncertain of where Jimmy is going. But because both characters aren't in Breaking Bad, you just feel this tension. You're thinking, what's going to happen to these guys? Like, they're not even mentioned in Breaking Bad. So you've got these new characters that you invest in. But then there's also a really good dose of ex-Breaking Bad characters turning up, like Tuco, Nacho, Hector Salamanca.
You get
Hector in a, Hector walking around before he ends up in that wheelchair with the ding, 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 ding. You know, you get Gus Fring and his chicken store.
Yeah.
Oh, man. When, like, there was a moment in the third season where they revealed the chicken store. And if you said one day you'll watch a TV series where they'll reveal a chicken store and you'll get goosebumps, you'd think, man, that must be good chicken, you know?
Yes.
But it was like when you knew Gus was coming in, you thought, oh, this is not going to be good. So I wouldn't say this series is better than Breaking Bad. Like, you can't say that because Breaking Bad was so fantastic.
Yeah.
But the thing is that everyone who worked on Breaking Bad is working on this. And what that means is they have years and years and years of experience of making excellent television. I think this series is the perfect companion for Breaking Bad. You know, it fits along so nicely and it gets you back into that world without trying to recreate any of the beats, and the stories are told in such a compelling way. And just as a little note, I know some people who have, for some reason, never watched Breaking Bad but watched Better Call Saul and they love it.
So really? If
for some reason you never saw Breaking Bad and you want to jump into this, jump into it and you'll be on a different kind of trip to the rest of us, but you can still enjoy it as a standalone series.
And you will then seek out Breaking Bad.
Oh, and then you will seek it out and you will have five seasons of adrenaline shot straight to the heart, right? So Better Call Saul is on Stan. New episodes Tuesday at 5 p.m, but all three seasons are there for you to catch up. Two Thumbs doing their best on borrowed time.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.